You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Our country's privacy watchdog has this week released a new set of guidelines revealing the information that landlords should not be able to ask prospective tenants for during the application process. Some of them seem obvious, but some of them might surprise you if you've been house hunting in recent years. Privacy Commissioner John Edwards spoke with me this morning, and I started by asking him what information landlords have reportedly been asking for.
Sure. Well, we've found a number of tenants coming to us and saying, hey, look, my landlord wants to know, you know, what I have for breakfast, and it just feels a bit uncomfortable. So we thought we would try and help out by setting some broad parameters, saying, you know, as a tenant, you can expect always to be asked for this kind of stuff. Sometimes you might need to provide this sort of information, but if you're asked for other bits and pieces, you might want to have a, you know, ask the landlord what they're up to. So things like sports and hobbies, your employment status, your banking history, proof of insurance, those kinds of things.
Even your age, I saw on that list. I mean, that seems something that you just obviously put on an application.
Well, yeah, I mean, what we're saying is that at a pre-tenancy stage, there are some bits of information that a landlord simply doesn't need. When you come to sign up the tenancy agreement, they may want to see proof of ID, which would include, you know, might also have the age on it. But, you know, if you're talking about a marketplace for residential tenancies where 30 people are applying for a property, if you're hoovering up all that sensitive information about all those people, that could be excessive. Once you've decided who your preferred tenant is, you might be justified in saying, well, actually, for legal reasons, I need to know that you're over 18. Can you show me some proof? That's not date of birth. That's just, I am over 18.
So how severe could these privacy breaches be? Would they lead to any form of liability, or is it sort of just a slap on the wrist?
Well, at this stage, if a person suffered harm because of an overcollection, yeah, it could lead to some liability. There could be damages awarded to a tenant who's actually harmed by a landlord's attempt to collect this kind of information. When the new privacy law is passed next year, I will be able to issue compliance notices. So if tenants say, look, here's a particular property manager that's always asking for this really intrusive stuff, we might actually decide to help them out by issuing a compliance notice saying you can't do that anymore.
The problem I sort of have with this is, I mean, I've encountered most of those things before in applying for applications, and I didn't realise that they were, you know, breach of my privacy, and I probably should have. But say I did, I probably still would have included that, because these are the people deciding if I have somewhere to live. I mean, what about people who are in... There will be people who are in a far more, difficult situation than I am when it comes to housing. They're probably just going to give the information if it means they might get a roof over their head, aren't they?
Yeah, there's certainly a power imbalance here, and that's one of the reasons we're trying to support people to stick up for themselves. But, you know, even if they don't feel able to, even if they give over all the information that the landlord asks, you know, once they're comfortable in the lounge there, they can send that stuff to us. They don't need to give us their name, and we can go out to that landlord and say, hang on, this looks a bit dodgy to us.
Is there going to be a more intense system put in place? Is there something that's being looked at where this may no longer end up being a problem in the future? You know, is there going to be more stricter guidelines enforced?
Well, I hope so. Certainly, I know that officials are looking at the Residential Tenancies Act, so they may be having a look at this area as well. But when the new Privacy Act passes next year, as I say, we'll have more tools to be able to enforce the standards that we expect.
How does our tenancy system stack up against the rest of the world, taking into account that we are going to have those new privacy legislation in force next year? Is it still going to be, you know, is it going to be on the same level as other countries?
That's a good question. I don't know. We haven't really done a survey of other jurisdictions, but I'll let you in on a little secret. This guidance that we've issued, we kind of stole from another jurisdiction. So they had this idea of the green light, amber light, red light, notifying what information could be collected in that jurisdiction. So we've thought, well, that's a good idea, a really easy way of conveying that information to landlords and tenants. We'll borrow it and adapt it for the New Zealand situation.
just last week, a really horrific example of sort of what we're talking about here. Three tenants were turned away because the landlord believed that Indians are dirty. I mean, what do you think when you hear stories like this come out?
What I think is that we have a real problem in this country and that we need to address it and to ensure that the laws are enforced. Now, it's unlawful to deny someone a tenancy based on their ethnicity. So, you know, these are not just privacy issues, these are human rights issues, and I would hope that that landlord came to the attention of the Human Rights Commission.
Does some of it come down to a culture that we have in New Zealand around discrimination in terms of tenancies?
I don't know. I haven't seen research on that. I don't know the answer to that. What I'm trying to do is to help landlords stay out of trouble by not over-collecting information and at the same time providing some support for tenants who, as you say, are in a vulnerable position. And if they've got a piece of paper from us that they can say to the landlord, hey, look, the Privacy Commissioner thinks your form's a bit dodgy, then that might help them.
Do you think that a landlord might see that piece of paper and go, okay, we're going to go with another tenant?
Well, that is a risk, but as I say, there's no reason for the tenant to take that burden on themselves. Mm-hmm. If they want to bring stuff to our attention, you know, maybe they weren't going to get the tenancy anyway. So after they've been denied, they might want to make a complaint to us.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.